Moving on, Pakistani opposition groups have resumed talks with the government in a bid to end the political crisis in that country. Government representatives met briefly with opposition leaders Imran Khan and cleric Tahirul Qadri. Separate negotiations between the cleric and a cross-party team of opposition lawmakers are ongoing. According to negotiators, there is still a stalemate over the resignation of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The fresh talks came after days of clashes between police and anti-government protesters left three people dead and hundreds injured. Khan and Qadri claimed that the 2013 general elections, which swept Sharif to power, were heavily rigged. And to discuss that further, and I joined Marvin Weinbaum, who is a scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute, and he's joining us now on the line from Washington. Mr. Weinbaum, how do you assess the situation as it stands right now? There are talks ongoing. The army has said that it will try to mediate as well.
Well, that's what we're seeing now. The army has stepped in, although in a way it has always been part of the equation. But the army now does not want to see the government fall, and on the other hand, it doesn't want to see the Nawaz Sharif not pay a price for what they believe he has done during his 15, 16 months in office. So they would like to see a negotiated settlement here. I say they don't really want to see Nawaz Sharif go because they're better off behind the scenes. I'm not anxious to grasp power at this point because that, in a way, gives them the responsibility for the country, and they're better served if they're behind the scenes and if they are assured that foreign policy and security policy remains their particular scope of influence.
And what is your opinion then, Mr. Weinbaum, on Imran Khan himself and Tahirul Qadri and the success or lack of what they're demanding?
Well, both of them have put down their foot pretty clearly here in demanding the resignation of the Nawaz Sharif. And they have not left themselves very much bargaining room here. Actually, Nawaz Sharif agreed to just one of their demands, and that was the demand to step down. Otherwise, he has in effect conceded on every issue because he's had to. He feels weak. And he's turned to the army now to keep him in power. But he is obviously resisting resignation. And my sense here is that, again, the military would rather have him in power, understanding what the limits of his authority are, and something which he has not really recognized that well in the past. And so they would be happy to have him on, but they are partly responsible, and perhaps in a large way, responsible for getting these demonstrations going, but in a way have lost control over them.
Okay, on that note, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your comments. That was Mr. Marvin Weinbaum speaking to us live on the line from Washington.